Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. It's Monday. Another week to get it right, or at least give it a good try, right? Hey, you've got the Social MM Diva here with you. And, you know, this week I want to talk to you about an old standby, LinkedIn. But I want to give it a new look. Give it another look, shall we? Now, you know, just last week I was talking to a good friend of mine. And she gave me kudos for working it on LinkedIn. And I was like, what the heck are you talking about? Well, she started with, you know, we're almost at the end of the first quarter. And look at all the things you've accomplished. And a lot of these things started right there on LinkedIn. So I thought about it and I was like, wow. I guess you're right. I mean, after all, I did pull two great opportunities that came from connections on LinkedIn. I met three contacts in real life, and they turned out to be awesome, motivating people in my life. So, you know, I've also been approached by several recruiters, and the opportunities are still on the table. And she's right. We've still got 4 days left in the first quarter. So it has been a good year. But you know, initially, I just thought nothing of it. And I said, girl, please, I'm just being blessed with God's favor right now. But then I thought, could it be that in addition to being blessed with God's favor, I'm reaping the fruits of my labor from last year? Let's think about that, shall we? You know, last year, I revamped my LinkedIn profile. I took advantage of several new options and tools that they added, like the ability to add and highlight special projects that I have recently worked on. So when we did our first big event with Awkward Black Girl, I made sure that I noted that and moved it to the top of my profile. Got me a little bit more looks, I would say. And then, you know, I also went out and requested recommendations from my coworkers, old bosses, and clients. I also joined a few more groups and got rid of those that weren't really working for me. I became a little bit more active online and in real life with those groups. Not to mention that I integrated my blog and Twitter feeds into my LinkedIn profile so people could, you know, get a feel of what I'm really like and what I really like to do and talk about and what's important to me. I've also shared the books that I'm reading and the ones that I want to read so that people can see that I study hard and often. And then I've started posting my results on various different group boards, letting people know about the successful campaigns that I've had. Oh, and did I mention I used a few SEO tricks to make it easier to be found too? So, you know, let's talk about that. So how can you add some SEO points to LinkedIn, you're thinking? Well, easy. You know, they give you three different spots to put different websites, right? Like your blog, your company website, and your personal website, right? Well, let's take a really good look at that. So hopefully you've already built out your LinkedIn profile to include your company and personal websites, right? Now let's take a second think about the keywords that people use when looking for the type of services you offer. So now you want to add those words as titles for your websites here on LinkedIn. Good thinking, right? So then when people are searching for that, it's going to bring up either your LinkedIn page or it's going to bring up that website. It's just another form of SEO. Never really thought about that before end of last year, but apparently it's been working because, like I said, opportunities have been abound in 2012. Not going to complain here. So let me tell you how to do that. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to your edit your profile page, right? Then you're going to scroll down to where you see those links for your different websites. You're going to click on the word edit that's next to them on the right. And then that's going to take you to another page where you can edit them. So then on that page, it gives you, next to the links, It asks you, is it a blog? Is it a website? Whatever. So you're going to hit that drop down and you're going to click Other. When you click Other, it brings up another field. In that field is where you're going to put that keyword or the key phrases that people use when they're searching for you. Once you enter that in there, you're going to click Save. And then you're going to repeat the process for as many websites as you have listed there. And you'll see that it will now have that keyword phrase on your profile. So there you go. Now when people search for you or they search for that keyword, you'll be pulled up higher in the ranking as well. Voila! You have just SEO'd your LinkedIn profile. So there you have it. The social MM diva is also divalicious when it comes to LinkedIn too. I mean, after all, it is a social network. What were you thinking? I wasn't going to be a diva at it? Right. Anywho, ta-ta for now. Smooches. Bye-bye. Have a great week.